Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maynish bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Com for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Collins, and towards O'Rourke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Collins moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to third. Haney moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a pop-up towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Wingo moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo moves to third. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wingo scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Com reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to third. Schalk moves to second. Harry Hooper pinch hits for Johnny Mostill. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Com scores. Schalk moves to third. Faber moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Wingo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wingo. Schalk scores. Faber scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Hooper now playing right field. Spence Harris now playing center field. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Topper Rigney. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sheely. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones pinch hits for Rip Collins. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. O'Rourke moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Rourke moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Les Burke pinch hits for Fred Haney. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Collins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.